You know, John, do you ever think about it? I don't know if you're the type of person that that ever falls into this, but I know that I have from time to time. And the deeper I get into my relationship with Christ, the quicker I am to nip it in the bud, so to speak.
What's that?
Well, if you see something happening in your life that's not so good, it's very easy to sit there and just to let that begin to snowball. And you start thinking thoughts about, oh, my life is a mess, and then you think about this, and then you think about that, and then you think about something else that you think really kind of, you know, stinks in your life. And before you know it, it starts to snowball, and it really becomes kind of a curse. It becomes that curse in your life. You've now spoken negative things into your life. On the other hand, well, let's use the lady that called in earlier this morning as an example. You know, she called in and she started complaining about being out on the roads and having to drive in this mess and how bad people drove. And then she prayed about it for a few minutes, and she ended up calling us back and saying, you know what, really, I should be thinking about it this way. I have a job to go to. I've got a car. You know what I mean? And you start thinking about things in that way, and really then it becomes a blessing in your life.
WMUZ, remember, is Rhonda Hart.
You might wonder, who is this Rhonda Hart, and why would a Christian radio show host be so important? Okay, she got promoted to heaven, so what's the big deal? She used to broadcast in the morning with John, and we used to listen to her. And it's funny how you just take things for granted, you know, but sometimes she would come out with the wildest things. Like, one time she started this thing on the radio, and she says, you know, this guy tried to pick me up on a street corner. And John goes, what? You know, it was so funny. She would just blatantly say something without really much thinking, I guess, behind it. And she goes, well, yeah, you know, and then she started talking about how she ended up witnessing to the man that he tried to pick her up, that he was standing on the street corner and she was in her car. And anyway, she ended up not only witnessing to the man, but also she was able to pray with him and bring to remembrance in his mind his grandmother praying for his salvation. And it was just the wildest things to hear her talk about approaching these, you know, the very strange of the strange on the streets of Detroit and witness to them. Just boldly, rawly witness to them. And it would inspire you to look at people differently, and it helped me to approach those that I probably would not have said anything to, and to witness to them, and to love them, and to tell them about Jesus, and let them see, you know, God and in action and in love. And when she was promoted to heaven so quickly, you know, it wasn't anything startling because you knew that she was definitely headed that way, and just not so soon. And just really wish that, you know, we could hear more people talk about the love of God and witnessing to others and not caring what they look like. And I just praise God for the opportunity to be able to hear and to experience in my life people like Rhonda, where they really motivate you to get out there and tell others about Jesus. So this little blurb about Easter was one that I found on a tape last night after praying, you know, Lord, I really would like some more excerpts on Rhonda. And some people who don't know her can get an idea who she was all about. She was genuine. She was real. And she just came out and said things. It was just a great way to start your day. And she was all on the radio here for a couple of years. And you just knew that you were going to get whatever she had on her mind. And it was always for the glory of God. So it was really cool. But this is a little blurb that I found about Rhonda. And it's 7.5 minutes long, roughly. And I'm just going to put this at the end of the first one that I put up, so you can get a feel of who Rhonda is. And I'm just very glad that God allowed her to shine for a couple of years more down here before he picked his flower. So thank you, Eric, for allowing her to move here with you. And soon, one day, you will see her, your wife, you will see her in heaven. And hopefully she'll have a place reserved for you next door. And I'm sure, John, she'll be always looking out for you.
Museum of Life. Looking forward to show. Hope you had a great Easter. It was my first Easter with my mom's side of the family, and the first Easter since Grandma passed away. Just a couple months ago.
Not your first Easter with them ever?
No, what I mean is my first Easter since... I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
Yeah.
My first Easter since Grandma passed away.
Okay.
I'm there almost every Easter.
Right.
Okay. It was our first big holiday since Grandma passed away.
Yes.
Which was just shortly after the new year. And, it was really different. And I talked a lot about it when she died, that, my grandpa died over 10 years ago. So it was just Grandma, and she just died, and they really left an amazing legacy of believers.
Well, you and I had talked about this last week, because at first you had thought, maybe I won't go, it's a long drive, and it is a long drive to go there, spend a little bit of time, come back, and get up at 4:30 the next morning, in order to do the show. And I remember when you and I talked about that, I said, John, I really, really want to encourage you to go, because I think this is going to be a very special time. It's going to be a time filled with wonderful memories and kind of a chance to really pay tribute to your grandmother.
Well,
amongst the family members.
Yeah, and, it was really to see that everyone was still together. I mean, really, pretty much everyone came.
Mm-hmm.
And to see just a room full of people. You know, Grandma had 7 kids, and, everyone married Christian spouses, and all of us grandkids, there are close to 30 of us, are all serving the Lord now. And so to see everybody there, just once again, it reinforced, Grandma and Grandpa, their faith. Look at the legacy that it's left behind now, too. And now a third generation, my cousin Eric's little boy, Micah, was running around. He's almost 2 years old now. This year's the another generation now of people. And, there's another little boy being
Up
in the ways of the Lord. Eric's wife is a Christian, and so, here's going to be another generation.
How many generations ago, were your grandparents the first generation in this country?
Their parents, no, my grandparents were at least, I think, third generation.
Really?
At least. Yeah, because their ancestors came over from the Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
But I think you've got to go back quite a ways.
You know, I'm only the third generation.
Really?
Here. It was my great-grandmother came over, and I've told this story, while she was pregnant with my grandmother, and so since my grandmother was the firstborn in this country, they named her, and I just think it's so beautiful, America, after America. So she was the first one born here, the generation, I guess, so in a way it kind of started with my grandmother being born
right
here. First one born, then of course my mom's generation, and then my generation.
Yeah, I'm not sure, I'm at least fifth or sixth or seventh or somewhere in there, I don't know. But and as far back as I'm really aware of is my grandmother's parents. I know that they went through very, very hard times, but continued to serve the Lord through those times, through the Great Depression and everything.
Yes.
And that brought on my grandmother and her brother, who is a pastor, who spoke at her funeral, and who knows how many people are serving the Lord down his line, following him. And so, when God talks about blessing those generations after generations of those who love him, I thank God that when I see my family, I see a picture of that. I absolutely thank God for it, and I hope that one day when I have kids, which will be sometime, hopefully, God willing, that I'll be able to
sometime soon.
Well, the wedding is in July, and I tell you what, my friend Eric, he got married, 3 years ago or something like that, and I think that his wife gave birth about, 9 months and a day after the wedding or something like that.
Well, and you and Katie have talked about this, and you guys want to have a little bit of time to spend together. I guess you just want her all to yourself for a while.
Well, yeah, it's all God's plan in the end.
That's
it,
right.
And he knows what he's doing, so we'll trust him. Traffic and weather coming up over the weekend to be with my family.
And we end it by starting to plan your the number
one. Yeah, a little ahead of ourselves.
Can we start picking up names?
No, let's just get to the wedding.
All right.
Weather next.
Oh,
brother. Here at WMUZ, the light. It was a funny moment when my aunt gave me a picture that my grandma had of me.
Uh-huh.
And I was in, 8th grade or something like that. And I was in a tuxedo, I'm guessing for a band concert. And I had enormous glasses, gigantic glasses on in the picture.
And this would have been in, what, the late 80s, early 90s?
8th grade? that would have been like the late 90s.
Late 90s? Oh, my gosh.
Eighth grade's like 96 for me. But anyway, I had about a quart of oil in my hair. But looking at that picture, I thought, I'm so glad I got LASIK. From Dr. Kambach, here to the rest of you to see the light.
But I noticed that in looking at them, John, that none of them had a haircut quite like yours.
Oh, so now you mention my haircut. You know, Rhonda Lorraine came in here just a couple of minutes ago, and the first thing she said to me was, hey, nice haircut, John. And, I mean, we've been in here for 2.5 hours now, and not a word from you. Well, what's going on here? Am I feeling
her a little bit? Wait a minute. Something seems a little reversed here. Usually it's the woman that'll walk around and, you know, the husband doesn't notice for, like, she'll be all hurt after he didn't even notice my name.
That is anything, look, I don't know, can't find this morning. I didn't pull one of those, right?
You got kind of the extreme brush cut.
I got the extreme, I mean, I've got this, I mean, my hair is maybe a quarter inch long now.
But now you're not going to be able to use that stuff in it, that glue, that whatever it is.
I'm going
to
put that
on. Well, you may have to use the glue, actually, to get it to do anything.
Well, you know, I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm just going to leave it like this, just kind of au naturel there.
Now, may I caution you, young Jonathan, that now is the time to start building your hair appointments around the wedding.
Oh, really? Am I building my hair appointments? I don't really make hair appointments so much as I just show up at the barbershop.
Well, it is no longer a bite you can't show up, mister.
No.
You've got 3 months till the wedding. How do you want your hair to look for the wedding?
I hadn't really thought about that.
You've got to start thinking about it. It's a pretty important thing.
Is that an important thing?
It may take 3 months for it to grow out long enough to get it to do what you want to do for the wedding now.
I got
to
think about that, I guess. I hadn't really given that much thought.
Well, I think you better start.
All I know is that with this haircut, I can wake up in the morning and I just get out of the shower, towel dry, and I'm done. That's it. It's kind of nice.
So maybe I'll do something like that for summer.
You should try it out. I'm telling you.
I don't know about me, Chuck. I had long hair for so long.
Yeah?
You know, and I'm one of those people, even in, because a lot of women, by the time they get into their 40s, they start, you know, really sporting shorter cut.
Yeah? And I'm thinking you don't want to go for
this? I don't know.
All right, I don't know. If you want to go this length, I'm telling you, just get the clippers. I mean, it doesn't take anything. You just get the clippers.
Do it right here in the studio.
You can do it right here.
I don't think
so. And we'd have matching views. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, Drew, I apologize for not noticing or at least commenting on your hair this morning.
Well, Rhonda, I forgive you.
Thank you so much. And it wasn't in forgiveness you were on the morning show.
If I was
gay.
It really cut me to cry. Yes, I was. Salvador, coming up in just a moment here at WMUZ. Hey, you know.